I wanna just take a minute and take an overview, or I guess, I don't know if I can do it. I may get in this and go right over the same lesson. I don't know. But here's what I want to talk about again. Have faith like that. So let's start up. What is faith? What is faith? Let me give you the Bible answer to it. Oh, that's the best definition I know. In Hebrews chapter 10, it says, I'm going to give you the definition for faith. It says, now the just shall live by faith. So if something I am to live by, I need to know what it is. Amen. How many of you know what a car is? Do you know what a car is? Suppose you thought it was a horse. Would you be able to ride it? I mean, drive it. Yeah, you approach a horse different from a car, right? Right? The reason why you got to have those keys, you notice, just notice that Tim made the mistake and laid these keys up here in my way. You see what I did? I took them over there. But that's all right. And he just wasn't thinking, because I don't put my keys up here. Amen. It's all right. We do that. But I know what those keys are for. You understand what I'm saying? I know how to use them. I don't have to call my wife, I don't have to text Therese, I don't have to call Natalia, and I don't have to call Landry and say, child, I got some keys here. Can you tell me what they are? I learned myself. I know what key unlock what door. I know exactly what they are for. And I know how to use them. I'm saying all this, I want to make this as simple and profound and plain as I possibly can. Hello. So have faith like that. Let me read the story. A portion of it anyway. Right, let me finish what I started. Give you the definition to faith. He said, but if a man draw back, notice what he said, if a what, man, woman, boy, girl. You know, you may notice this, and I'm reading from the King James. And the King James always put it in the whole Bible, you notice it, he wrote it, they translate it in the to the male, they translate it to like they're addressing the man only. He always talked about the male. But actually, he's talking about male and female, everybody. But that's the way they translate it. And if you don't know that, you'll think you're being this overlooked way, ladies. But no, you're not. You're just as much a part of this word as anybody else. So he said, if a man draw back, if a person, you know, he could have said if a person. But if any man draw back, any person draw back, my soul shall have no what? Pleasure in them. Notice what he said. But the just shall live by faith. Anyone draw back from that, he said, I don't have any pleasure in it. Now, in verse 39, he said, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Notice what they said. We are those that believe. We are the one that believe God. If he said it, we believe God. We don't draw back. We don't make excuses. We don't talk crazy talk. We don't accuse God of something he's not guilty of. We believe what he says. If he says he's a healer, he's a healer. He says he's a savior, he's a savior. He says he sits on the throne, he sits in the side of the north, that's where he is. If he says every word I say that comes out of my mouth will not return to me void, that's just how it is. Whether anybody believe it or not, anybody practice it or not, that's what it is because he said it. Because Numbers 23:19 says what? What did it say? God is not a man that he should lie, neither son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he'll do it. If he spoke it, he'll make it good. He'll bring it to pass. Right? So, what happened? Let's just look at a couple things here. What happened? You have your Bible. What did the first verse in the Bible say? In the beginning, God created what? What did God create? Heaven and the earth. What do you see? What do you see? What did evolution say? It evolved from this and evolved. What do you see where evolution said? They'll have no evidence, wasn't just some talk. But what God said, we see it. He talked about the trees, the plants. He talked about the fishes. He talked about the fowls of the air. He talked about human beings. He talked about cattle. He talked about, what did we see? Living creatures. So who's right? So why are we always giving God, making God be second-handed? So slow to trust him. So slow to believe. Everything he said, we can find it in here. What evolution says, you can't find it. Come on. Hallelujah. So Jesus was coming to this town, to the synagogue. And when he got there, let's just pick up what he said. This is what he found. This is what happened. Okay? Because you got to see this. You want your life to change? You want to take off and go places you never been? You gonna do things you never done? Do you wanna have things you never had? Do you wanna see things you never seen? You're gonna see it in God. In the world, you got all kind of turmoil. You got black against white, you got all this stuff going on, trying to stir up racism again. You got all this kind of stuff going on, people all mixed up about it, getting all stirred up. Ain't no love in it. Then you got the chaos of COVID-19. Everybody, too many people shook up over that. They stopped going to church. They stopped believing God. Boy, I don't care what. I have made my decision and made my commitment. I don't care what people say. I don't care what come, what attack come. I'm going to still stand my ground. If God hadn't been true now, what in the world? Well, I'm going to change now. I've been doing it all of my life. Now I'm going to change, you know. Because the devil showed up with something. I read the end of the book. And it says, profoundly and clearly, we win. We won. Hallelujah. So I'm going to tell you why fear is dominating you in areas of your life. I'm going to get there. May not get there today. That means you have to come back to But I'm going to tell you why. And you can conquer that. Fear has no business ruling your life and mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.